Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with
ladies and gentlemen.
Siren Ellie.
Oh, it goes like this. I tried to bring the fader down over Josiah's name because he's not here at the moment. He's on holidays, but I royally screwed it up. So sorry about that. Oh, what a great start to the catch up. Welcome. If you've just downloaded this and you've thought, what am I getting myself in for with this Josiah and Ellie podcast? Well, I tell you what you're getting yourself in for. It's a lot of fun. I mean, I'm saying that based on nothing. No evidence apart from my word to back it up. But you know what? My word is all you need. Welcome. I just went out for breakfast and had a coffee, and I'm also sipping on a Coke Zero. I think I'm on a bit of a caffeine high, so apologies. Bear with me. Today on the show, I asked the question, are you an expert at something now that you've done it once? Because last night a girl on The Bachelor asserted that she was. And I feel like that's not really enough to warrant being an expert. But hey, listen, you'll find out more soon. Also, Adam Shan joined me. He is an, are you ready? I've been practicing this word. Investigative, nailed it, journalist. He's got a really fascinating podcast out at the moment. I love a true crime podcast. So I listen to them intently. So I love this chat. I was so fascinated by it. It's about a case that's ongoing at the moment. Very fascinating stuff. Also, I had a stranger in my group chat, just watching everything we were doing. It was weird. I called him out on it. It's a whole story. We'll get into that during this catch-up. So, enjoy. I'm going to go do a lap of the office or something to burn off some of this energy. I'll speak to you again tomorrow.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
So I want to talk about The Bachelor last night. It's the gift that just constantly keeps on giving to radio shows around the country. Last night I was watching it and there's this girl called Nicole on it, right, who's a little bit crazy, I think. She's all about like, oh, yeah, you know, like I'm an adrenaline junkie. I love my sport. I love this. And she won the sporting challenge that they did last night. So she got a bit of a solo date with Matt, the Bachelor. But it wasn't a proper date. It was just like, oh, we'll go out for the night after the group date. So then the next night comes and the cocktail party arrives, which is, of course, the most dramatic part of any episode of The Bachelor. And it gets announced that one of the girls will be getting a date card, which means you get to go on a date with Matt, like a proper one that he plans and takes you on, and it's great. And so Nicole's like, I've got this in the bag because he took me on a little one yesterday. He's going to take me on a proper one. And then to add to that, in the date card, it said it was going to be an adrenaline type. Adrenaline-fueled date. So she's like, oh, guys, I got this. Anyway, there's one remark she makes that makes me think, are you actually an adrenaline junkie? And if so, why are you basing that on this one thing? Here's what she said.
No need to scare you guys, but I'm actually really into V8 supercars. I did do V8 supercar experience for a birthday. So,
did you?
You know, I may be up for this single date.
Hold the phone, Nicole. You did a V8 supercar experience for your birthday and now you're so into it. You're such an expert on V8 supercars. My God. That one birthday was all it took for her to become an expert driver. This is crazy. If that's what we're basing being an expert on, I thought you had to do like 10,000 hours in something. Nuh-uh. One birthday experience is all it takes. I had a birthday at Macca's once when I was a kid. That makes me an expert cheeseburger eater. I don't mean to brag, guys, but I'm really good at knocking back cheeseburgers. It's a real skill of mine. Once I flew in a helicopter too. Now I'm a pilot. I mowed the lawn once. Jim's mowing. Sign me up because I'm an expert mower. 13, 12, 16. I want you to give me a call this morning. What have you done once? And so now you must be an expert at. I want to hear it. Like I rapped once, did a rap on the radio. Move aside Kanye West, Eminem who? I'm an expert rapper. 13, 12, 16. Give me a call. What have you done once? And so now we can call you an expert at it. Let's go to Katie and Shep. Katie, have you done something once and now you're expert at it?
I did the winery walkabout. And I am a wine expert, Ellie.
Yeah, do you know what? And me both, sister, because I was there as well. I feel like my palate is so refined now that I can just taste a Pinot from a Grenache, no worries. You know what I mean?
Right? Oh, my God, yeah, there's subtle differences. We're all across it, girl.
Are you one of those people, just off this chat for a second, that goes to like a wine tasting and pretends that you know what you're doing when really you're like, I don't have a clue what you're saying. I just want to get drunk.
Ellie, 100%. Like, who's actually going to taste the wine? It all tastes like piss, mate. Like, I just want to get pissed.
But hey, you're an expert, so I can take that word of advice from you.
Exactly. Look, I'm here to educate, right?
Oh, Katie, you're my new best friend. Let's go have a wine together one time.
Let's do it, girlfriend.
Thanks for your call, girl.
Thank you.
So there you go, kids. No need to go to school, no need to study. Just do something once and you can qualify as an expert. Update your LinkedIn profile to expert. Get up
with Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Now, we've spoken to this man before and he's a fascinating individual. He's an investigative journalist and he goes by the name of Adam Shand. Morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ellie.
Now, you've got a podcast out at the moment that has fascinated me. I remember it being in the news recently. It's called Understate in Plain Sight. Tell us a little bit about the story.
Yeah, it's about the alleged murderer, Jonathan Edward Dick, mm-hmm. who is accused of killing his brother with a sword at Doncaster shopping town in February 2017. He then disappeared into the ether, only to reappear 18 months later when people thought, well, the police thought he was out of the state. He turned up again in Kiel or under the stairs of his former best friend, tried to kill him. And ever since, that was August 2018, and he hasn't been seen since. And the whole tension is whether he's hiding in plain sight or being assisted. And that's what we dig into in our podcast.
So at the moment, as it stands, he's still on the run.
Still on the run. But I got to watch my spoilers here, but we do come to a conclusion about what he's up to and potentially where he is in the podcast. So we're hoping the police take that seriously, because there have been over 300 sightings reported to Crime Stoppers of Jono, as he's called, and none of them have been confirmed. So he's either one of the most incredible
hide-and-seek players?
Yeah, hide-and-seek guy. He's great at hide-and-seek.
Yeah.
Or he's being assisted by somebody. And, you know, typically in these situations, people are assisted by somebody because it's very hard to stay out of sight on your own for that period of time. And he's also suffering from paranoid schizophrenia, which is another complication if you're trying to stay calm and out of sight.
Yeah, right. I remember a lot, particularly last year, a lot of Shepparton news outlets in particular saying he could be up our way, but there's been nothing confirmed saying he's in the Shep region.
Well, he does have a house at Seymour.
Right.
So that's not that far away. But,
yeah.
And, you know, it's just one of those situations where he could be anywhere. He had a period of time before he's alleged to have killed his brother where he was going off the grid. He was hearing voices in his head. He believed his car was bugged, his house was bugged. So he would roam far and wide away from his home, away from his car, to places where he felt safe, where beyond the reach of the voices, I guess you'd say. So people would be well advised to keep their eyes and ears out for him because he could well be hiding in your town. He could be there working for cash as a plasterer. This type of thing. So it's one of those things where the stories have kind of gone off the boil, and we're hoping that with this podcast, people will renew their interest in the story, particularly as there's a $100,000 reward for information leading to this capture. So it's well worth keeping an eye out.
Yeah, so for anyone who does have information, just Crime Stoppers, is that where you'd urge people to go?
Absolutely. Crime Stoppers, 1-800-333-000. And also, we've got an email address set up for those who don't want to go through the police. Some people don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We have understate@podcast1.com.au. Send us information. We'll forward it to the police, of course. But some people do prefer to go this way rather than through the police for their own reasons.
For sure. Mm. Now, being that he is still, you know, on the run and he could technically have access to a phone and he could listen to your podcast, how does that make you feel thinking that he himself is listening to a story that's been written about him?
I really, really want him to listen to it.
Yeah.
Because what he'll see is that the people that he has on a list to kill still have compassion for him, still want to help him, still remember the guy that he used to be. And the other person I really want to listen to the podcast is the person helping him.
Mm.
And if they're listening to this radio station now, I'd say the same thing. You are enabling a serial killer to continue to kill people. You are just as evil as he is. And you need to consider the consequences of your actions.
Well said. Well, it's a fascinating story. So if you'd like to have a listen, it is available now from any podcast app. Understate in Plain Sight by Adam Shand. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Adam.
Thank you so much, Ellie. I appreciate that.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Back on the 14th of March, I created a WhatsApp group with a bunch of friends who are all going to be bridesmaids for the same girl. right? So we're all bridesmaids. The wedding's happening next April. So I created it ahead of the engagement party and basically messaged all the girls and was like, hey, guys, I'm pretty sure that Shan, who's the bride, Shan wants one of us to do a speech at the engagement party. So we had a little chat about that and ended up deciding, all right, apparently I'm doing the speech because I'm in radio and I can talk publicly and all of that. And so we left it at that. Cool. And then a couple of months later, discussions began on the hen's party and, you know, what we were going to do for it, when it was going to be. We tossed up a few dates, tossed up the idea of getting a stripper, you know, just general bridesmaids chat. Anyway, I get a message a couple of days ago from one of my friends, external to the group chat. She's in that group chat, but she messaged me privately and said, hey, Ellie, who's this guy? Who's in, which was contact information. You know how WhatsApp does contact information. And it's got a picture of this blonde-haired guy that none of us had ever seen before. And under the contact description, it said the name of one of my friends. So I had added the number, and it turns out it was the old number of one of my friends, who's one of the bridesmaids who's since moved overseas. Right. So she'd moved overseas, got a new number, and her old number had obviously been given to this random blonde haired dude. So he has been sitting there since March watching all the conversations that took place and not saying a word. I mean, what a creeper. This stranger knows that we're debating whether or not to get a stripper. This stranger knows that I did a speech at the engagement party. This stranger knows the date of the hen's party. Is he going to rock up? Anyway, so I thought I've got to investigate this a little bit further and also add the girl who's supposed to be in the group chat who had no idea that any of this was going down because she lives overseas. Anyway, so I messaged him separately. I immediately deleted him from the group and was like, guys, look what we've just done. And then felt bad and I was kind of like, I'm intrigued to see what this guy's been thinking of this the whole time because there's the notification saying he's seen it all. So I messaged him and said, apologies for all the random bridesmaids messages. And he replies, it's okay. I thought it was funny. How did your speech go? Okay, me and the stranger are now friends. And I was like, well, to be honest, I killed it. You know, obviously, nailed it. And then he replies, ha ha, good. Have fun at the hens. For what it's worth, defs get a stripper. This stranger is my new best friend, guys. I mean, I was the one advocating for the stripper, not going to lie, and he's on board. So I've relayed that information to the girls and we're, you know, in the process of booking one now. But I want to talk about this morning. As a similar group chat or maybe in an email thread, or maybe you were the one receiving the random messages and you just kept going along with it because it's, you know, good entertainment for you. 13, 12, 16, I want to hear your stories this morning. Did you have a rando in the group chat? Ben from Katunga's given us a call. Benny, has this happened to you?
No, I accidentally replied all on a work email.
Oh, so everyone saw what you didn't want them to see?
Yeah, luckily it's like the coffee van that comes to work in the morning. But I have a really wanky coffee order. So I have half soy milk and half normal milk. It's just, for some reason, it's just the taste I like. But now everybody knows that that's what my order is. So yeah. I'm not hearing the end of it.
Reply all should be in big, bold letters, don't you reckon? As opposed to reply just being the normal sized.
You should have to solve math riddles
yes!
before they let you do that.
Exactly. Oh, I feel for you, my friend. All right. Well, thanks for the call this morning.
No worries.
All right. Let's go to Fraser in Lemnos. Fraser, have you had a random in the group chat?
Yeah, I've had about 3 or 4.
Okay, how did that work?
Oh, well, this is more that when you're playing online on PS4 or whatever, you don't really sort of do with normal people because they have the other ones,
yeah.
The other consoles.
So they're all strangers, effectively?
Effectively, yeah.
Yeah.
But one night, well, we'd probably been friends for about 6 months or mm-hmm. 7 months.
Yeah.
And then we were both sort of sitting there in the morning going, jeez, I'm so bloody tired. Go to this event last night, and he goes, yeah, I had to go to one too. And we both started describing them and realized they sounded very similar, and then realized they were both the same event.
Stop
it. And turned out we both went to the same school.
Stop it. So you've effectively flipped this on its reverse. Instead of talking to a friend, thinking you were talking to a friend online and they're a stranger being there, you were talking to a stranger and it turned out it was a friend.
Yeah, he's 1 year above me.
That is so funny. And with the gaming world, they could be literally anywhere in the world, right?
Yeah, somehow I've managed to keep it to all other Aussies, but...
Oh, my goodness. Still, there's 25 million people in this country.
Yeah. One in Queensland. There used to be one around in Western Australia. But
crazy. All right. Well, thanks so much for your call.
Thank you.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie. Solving life's biggest mysteries.
Oh, no, I...
With Josiah and Ellie.
Yeah, Josiah usually takes the reins on this because he's an inquisitive little chap. But not this morning. This morning he's still over in Albania sunning himself on a pool deck. So I'm taking the reins. You're welcome. Now, the mystery that I've got for you this morning, and 13, 12, 16, if you know why this is, why do we call it a pair of pants if there's only one? I mean, it's a great question. It's something when you grow up speaking English as your first language, but you don't even think about it. You're like, oh, yeah, cool. That's what it's called. It's a pair of jeans. But poor people having to learn this language, they're saying, well, a pair means two. So if you've got one pair of jeans, that's only one thing. It makes no sense. So I've reached out to Josiah's friends at Harvard, which is what he says every week, to get the answers to this. And it's more convoluted than I thought. So one theory is that it goes back to the olden days when pants were considered pantaloons and they consisted of two separate legs, right? So you pulled them up on each leg and then you attached it at the waist. I mean, I don't know what happens between the legs when that's the situation. Like, is it all just hanging loose? Or do you have undies on? I don't know. But the way fashion trends are going these days, that'll probably make a comeback very soon. And so because of that, you did literally have two items. And so therefore, you had a pair of jeans. But I dug a little deeper and there's not actually a lot of support to that theory. This one I like a lot more. When you think about it, there's a lot of singular items that are called pairs, right? You've got a pair of glasses, a pair of scissors, a pair of tweezers. And so when you think about it more, there's something that all of these have in common, and that's the fact that it's kind of two parts that are fused together. And apparently there's some kind of dictionary definition that's called plural tantum. Oh, God, we're getting into Latin now. This is an educational Thursday morning, isn't it? Which basically means it's a plural only. So it's a noun that's used only in its plural form. Therefore, a pair of jeans refers to the collective things being put together and being the noun. I'm out of my depth here, but do you get what I'm saying? So it's two things fused together, therefore it's a pair, even though it's only one item. Does that count? Have I solved the mystery for you? Can I give myself this? You know what? I'm going to say I can give myself that, because that is pretty damn interesting. Pair of glasses, pair of pants, pair of scissors. Boom, mystery solved, guys. It's just an intricacy of the English language. Again, shout out to everyone doing ESL at the moment, English as a second language, because my hat goes off to you. This language is bloody difficult.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I've been talking about something a fair bit over the last few days, and that's the discovery that we've had that there's a Lonely Planet travel guide out there, which pretty much documents every place in the world and the best things to do there. For the Goulburn Valley, the 14th suggestion is Coles in Shepparton. Which is great. Don't get me wrong. Love Coles. It's great. I went down there earlier this week, put a video up on our socials, hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook, hit GV on Insta if you want to check it out. But I just thought there's so many other attractions here in the Goulburn Valley that didn't make the cut. And that is Gwendolyn Christie. Now, you may not know that name when I say it like that, but what if I say Brienne of Tar? And then what if I play this? Any more bells being rung for you? She obviously is in Game of Thrones. She plays Brienne? I don't even know how to say it. Who's a badass character. Like, she's a knight. She fights. She's great. Anyway, she wasn't going to be put forward for an Emmy nomination. So the way it works basically with the Emmys is your kind of production studio, in this case HBO, will say, all right, we want so-and-so to be put forward for this particular award, right? So HBO nominated Cersei, Arya and Sansa for the category of Outstanding Supporting Actress, right? And Brienne wasn't going to get a title. Oh, sorry, I'm using their character names. Gwendolyn wasn't going to get a Guernsey. And so she thought, nah, stuff that. I'm going to put myself forward. So she did. She nominated herself. She paid the $225 for the entry fee and thought, why not give this a crack? And you know what, Goulburn Valley? She was successful. She got herself an Emmy nomination for Most Outstanding Supporting Actress. And so this story has inspired me this morning. Why don't we nominate our own things to do in the Goulburn Valley? We don't need some Lonely Planet guide who doesn't even live here, doesn't even know the best things to do, to write a list for us. Let's write our own. You know, if you want to nominate your house as one of the best things to do in the Goulburn Valley, go nuts. Let's take control of this. Let's create our own. So, 13, 12, 16, let's kick it off. What do you want to see nominated in the top list of things to do in the Goulburn Valley? Can be whatever you want. It could be Vic Park Lake. It could be Kidstown. It could be the Ngambi Lake. It could be anything. I want to hear your thoughts though. 13, 12, 16 is my number. I've had a bunch of messages flood in on the socials. Hit GV on Insta. Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook if you want to hit me up. Mary's written the Fauna Park in Kyabram. Yes, of course. Some of the best fauna around. I've never used the word fauna unless it's in relation to that or like year two science. But there you go. Head along there. That's great. Cactus Country. Does that count as being in the Goulburn Valley? Strathmerton part of the Goulburn Valley. Look, we broadcast to there, so I'm going to say yes. Awesome suggestion. Tyler's written in and said Olympic Avenue. Okay, Tyler. All right, maybe not there. But feel free to hit me up. Do you know what my suggestion is? Polly McQuinn's. I love Polly McQuinn's. You know the little waterfall-y area? Any of the creeks and rivers. There's so much to choose from. So get in touch with me at any time on the socials with your suggestions and we'll try compile this list. Then send it to Lonely Planet and get them on and be like, oi, guys, we've got some more suggestions for you. We don't need to put Coles in there. You know, Coles is where you go to do your groceries.
This is The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
It's time for Josiah and Ellie's Movie-Okie.
All thanks to Village Cinemas Shepparton.
Yeah, every day this week I'm acting out movie scenes for your enjoyment, for your entertainment and for no other reason. Oh, apart from the fact that you can win yourself a double pass to Village Cinemas. And yeah, you know, you can go see the new Fast and the Furious movie. You can go see, I don't know, the other movies that are out at the moment. So if you'd like to win one, 13, 12, 16, if you know what movie this is from. Now, I'm doing something I haven't done yet today. I'm doing three different characters in one scene. So without further ado, oh, just gave myself an electric shock. Here we go. It's our motto. What's a motto? Nothing. What's a motto with you? That's it. It's a short one today. 13, 12, 16, if you know what movie that's from. We've got a couple of hints for you if you need them. But we'll see if the phones ring. It's our motto. What's a motto? Nothing. What's a motto with you? I mean, nailed it once again. Hello, you're live on the radio. Who's this? Oh, nope, you're not there. Hello, who's this?
It's Leah.
Hey, Leah, what town are you from?
I'm from Tallygroupna.
Lovely. Do you reckon you know what movie that's from, Leah?
Is it from The Lion King?
That's a good question. Let's have a listen to the snippet and we'll see what that sounds like.
It's our motto.
What's a motto?
Nothing. What's a motto with you?
Hey, Leah, bonus points if you can tell me what the motto is.
Hakuna Matata.
Oh, Leah, you're obviously a big fan and you, my friend, are 100% correct. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
No worries at all. And just, you know, for the sake of it, why not? You find yourself a double pass to Village Cinemas in Chep. You can go see the new version of The Lion King. Have you seen it yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, I saw it last week. It is so good. It's as good as the original. And then you throw in Beyonce and Childish Gambino as well, and you're like, oh, my God, this is phenomenal. So you're in for a treat, my friend.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.